watching a Sovereign Citizen video. Have you ever gone like a deep dive on those videos?
I actually don't know what that is. What is that? Oh, is it right wing shit? It sounds right wing.
It is sort of right wing, but then there are some people who are like, I guess you would say more liberally, but it's basically just stupid. Like,
you're really selling it.
Yeah. But the reason why I recommend it is that, okay, I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'm going to tell you, then you're going to pretty much understand why it's great watching these videos. So Sovereign Citizens, I mean, I've done research on it and it completely has spaced me now, but basically they believe that there is a law that states, I think it's like a maritime law that was enacted that basically changed the way that laws were made. So they believe that they don't have to, that there are two different people. You are two different things. You're the straw man, which is the corporation that the government starts, where they funnel money through you, like a money laundering scheme. And then you are the real person. So there is a combination of lawsuits and, you know, court filings that they haven't figured out yet that will eventually unlock that money that they have, the government has secretly been funneling through your name. And so some sovereign citizens do things like they'll send like the mayor like a lawsuit for like $40 million and just be like, you have to pay this because you've been using my name in perpetuity. And they use like legal jargon, like they know what it means, but they obviously don't. The best is they believe that there's a maritime law that it states something about traveling. So it's like you can legally travel in the United States, which means you can just you don't have to have a passport because, you know, we're sovereign states.
Yeah.
Combined together to be the United States. So you don't have to have like a passport to travel from California to Nevada. You don't have to show a passport. What they take it to mean is that they don't have to get a driver's license. They don't have to get insurance. They don't have to get tags. They don't have to do any of that stuff because they're traveling. They're not driving. So then what happens is police officers will pull them over for speeding. And then they'll be like, oh, I can't be pulled over. You can't pull me over. I'm a sovereign citizen. So I don't recognize your rule of law. Because I'm traveling. So
it's like conspiracy nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But it always, always ends, majority of the time. Like, I would say 99.9% of the time always ends with them getting pulled out of their cars, arrested.
Good. Good.
And it's hilarious.
Is it mostly white people? White men?
It is mostly white men. There is a version of sovereign citizen called the Moorish citizens, which is mostly black people. And they believe that they are descendants of the Moors. So they believe that they are like essentially like kings and queens of America, that they are actually like the first people to be in America. So they believe that they should not have to live by any law or anything. And the Moors actually create their own judicial system. So they'll have people who will claim that I'm the Secretary of State, or I'm the general for the United States or whatever. And then they'll like go to places and they'll be like, oh, you have to give me, you know, I'm putting a lien on your house. I'm the Secretary of State. So they do a lot of shit.
They were the first people here. If you ignore the fact that Native Americans were here.
Yeah. Yeah, they were here before Native Americans. They told Native Americans to come over. They were like, hey, you should check this out.
So you're saying that black men and women are using white people bullshit to disregard Native Americans. I love this adventure. This is great. I hope these people, you know, maybe when they get pulled out of their car, they go to prison forever because I'm tired of mental illness on the street. This is nonsense. This is a thing. Yes. This is a real thing. People believe that.
This is a real thing. Not only this, but they also like they will, you know, the sovereign citizens have become basically the number one, like, homegrown terrorist organization. So these are the people who don't, because they don't believe in the law of the courts. They don't believe in the law. You know, they believe that they are governed by, you know, the maritime law or whatever. So they will just sort of do whatever they want. And these people have, like, there was one where this police officer, just like a traffic stop, I think this father and son were pulled over because they, like, were speeding on the highway or something. And they shot and killed a police officer, because they were like, he can't tell us that we can't do this. And it was like, this poor sheriff died, you know, and all he was doing a traffic stop. So
it's weird, just, because yeah. I haven't heard anything about this, and it sounds like they're pretty violent, but I keep hearing about Antifa.
Yes.
That's weird. Well, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. I mean, I would just go down a deep dive if you ever want to get angry and or happy.
No, I'm literally losing my hair. Oh, you can't see it because of the Snapchat filter, but I'm quite literally
switching Snapchat filter. Oh yeah. I don't it's just one.
It's one. It's alopecia from stress. It happened last year, and I had to go in for 8 months and get injections and use a topical stuff because my dermatologist just said, your stress is beyond like out of the roof. It's crazy. It's just, it's too much. You got to, like, chill out. This happens only from people who are stressed, and your body's so overwhelmed with stress that the thing inside of you that fights stuff off, your immune system, is attacking the hair follicles because it's, for some reason, it's thinking that they're foreign bodies. And it was on the back of my head last time, and it was like this big. It was huge. It was just completely smooth. And so I wore a hat everywhere for a year. Finally, it all grew back. You can't even tell. It's like exactly what it looked like before. And I thought I was done. And then I noticed this like a month and a half ago. And so I caught it before it got big, because on the back I didn't see it. This one I caught, and Topher saw it too. So they're treating it right now. But my doctor's just like, you gotta stop with the stressing. I said, I stopped reading the news. Donald Trump is out of office. I'm on Twitch. I'm having so much fun. I haven't been depressed. And she said, You're doing something. Your stress levels are through the roof, because this doesn't happen to people unless they're literally, like, overwhelmed. This is doctors, people who've been in PTSD from war. This doesn't happen unless you're overwhelmed. And I thought, well, what if I'm just dramatic?
Yeah. Well, you are gay, so.
Oh, I am? Oh no! All my hair falls out. I had no idea.
Have you ever thought
I don't
about...
read the news. I don't want to read. That sounds awful. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about just being straight? Maybe that would help.
I thought about it, but then, I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot about me that's unique, that stands out. I feel like being gay is probably one of the only things that makes me, like, edgy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So. Your beard is pretty good, though.
I would say your beard's all right.
Your beard's pretty great. Yeah, I have high stress. I don't know if I have your levels, but I have high stress. And I started drinking coffee like this last year, because I've been having to wake up at 5:30 every morning. Mm-hmm. And so my doctor was like, you either have to, blood pressure is super high, and you either have to give up coffee or start working out. And I was like, well, I guess I'll start working out, because I can't.
Coffee's important.
Cup.
Yeah. I can't start the day without a cup.
Oh, there's no way I could wake up at 5:30 every morning without coffee. And like, here's the problem. When I work customer service, there's sometimes I would work jobs where I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. That was fine, but I wasn't good at my job. I would wake up and then I would sleep at work. That's what I would do.
Were you not good at your job because it's just you at that job, or because of the time?
Because of the time.
Okay.
Also me at that job. I was also a terrible employee.
Yeah.
But I have to actually, like, get up and teach children. Like, I have to, like, be a teacher.
Yeah.
So
you want to be good at that job.
I need to be good at that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be some kid's, you know, Emmy speech where they're like, this is to Mrs. R, who said that I never amount to anything. Fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm not gonna
it
be
was
that
4:30 in the morning, kids. I was tired.
Yeah, I hadn't had coffee.
How was I supposed to know which of you wasn't gonna be a loser?
And thank you for making me have like a Jewish mother's affectation.
I want the best for you, and if that means I turn you Jewish, then you're Jewish.
Well,
I can do that.
Best version. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
So you don't read the news?
I mean, I peruse very briefly once in a while. I don't get on Facebook at all anymore, aside from maybe I'll post a picture of something I drew. I don't comment. I don't get involved in political stuff anymore. It just wasn't worth it. I was angry all the time. I was mad. I would see stupid shit and think, oh, but I can't talk to you anymore because you're a fucking piece of shit. Great. Great. How many more friends am I going to lose now? Like, what is this nonsense? So I just try to avoid all of it. And I hate it because I like being informed and I like knowing what's going on. But when my body literally started attacking my hair, I thought, you know what I like more than being informed? Having really great hair. And I have great hair. I'm not going to lose that. Sorry.
You do.
Sorry, news.
You have great hair.
I guess it's over.
Yeah, I will say, and this is actually one of the things I want to bring up. I think being informed to me has made me hate everything. Even things that are like seem innocuous and good. Like there's a video out of Shaq walks in. He's in this jewelry store. And this man is buying a engagement ring for his wife or for, you know, soon to be wife. And Shaq just hands the teller his card and says, put it on my card and pays for this man's engagement ring. And if you normally, like, I feel like a normal person who's like not, who's not angry all the time, like I am, would be like, oh, that's so sweet. And me, I was just like, well, just what, Shaq, why don't you just pay your fucking taxes? And then... and it wouldn't be that much. Also, then my second thought wasn't like, Lori, that's ridiculous. My second thought was, how embarrassing would you be if you were that guy's fiance and you realize that he didn't even pay for his own engagement ring? Like, I feel like an engagement ring is something you should pay for. If you're gonna propose, you pay for the engagement ring.
I'll be honest though, if Shaq came in and he was saying, I'm gonna pay for this, I'd say, oh my God, I love that because I was actually thinking about getting this ring and then I would get the biggest one there.
Yes.
And say it was between this $70,000 ring and this ugly $700 one. What do you think, Shaq? Now that you're paying for this, what do you think?
Yes.
And I would get it.
That's like my grandma, like, was such a cheapo and she would randomly, when we go out to dinner, decide to pay for food, but she would never let you know ahead of time. And so my family would always be like, man, I wish we had known that she was going to pay because we would have gotten so many other things. We would have gotten so many other appetizers. We had gotten so many other things to like take home if she had paid. But it was always the day that we were like, let's just all get salads. She'd be like, I'll pay.
I'll get the salads, kids.
Yeah.
Get some napkins too. Don't worry. Grandma's paying for this.
Throw some toothpicks. Why not?
Yeah.
You won't even
need
them.
Can we get some of those dinner mints? Just fill the bag up, you know?
Yeah.
Got that retirement money. Don't even worry about it. Our breath is going to be fresh as fuck up in here.
So yeah, that's where I'm at right now with my life is that I see a sweet video of Shaquille O'Neal paying for somebody's engagement ring, and the first thing I'm like, well, fuck you. That's my first thought.
Oh, you're happy? That's great. That's great for you. Where was Shaq when my rent was due, Shaq?
Yeah. Yeah. What about all those kids in cages, Shaq? Why don't you pay for them for their engagement rings?
Yeah. Well, you don't pay your taxes? More like Shaq O'Steal. That's money that would go to the community.
Yeah.
Shaq. This one ring, Shaq, doesn't make up for the fact that my community is literally crumbling, Shaq. Also, I didn't read this article, so you could be making this up, and I wouldn't know. I'm going to go along with it anyways. Also, are we recording?
We are recording, it's not an article. It's a video. I didn't read anything about it.
Okay. You just watched it.
I just watched it. And that's another thing.
That's fair.
I don't read articles now. I've had to stop reading articles. Because I'm going to be honest with you, journalism has gotten out of hand. Like, keep it to two pages at most. Like journalists are like, hey, let me talk. Let's talk about something and let me make it a 10 page essay.
Yeah. No, they've taken the whole, here's a recipe, but a 45 page story about the recipe. They've taken that formula and they've added it to every news article. Plus, it'll be an article saying, watch as blah, blah, blah happens. And there are so many embedded ads and video ads that I have to scroll down. I'm like, which is the video that this article is supposed to be about? And 9 times out of 10, the video is not even in the fucking article.
Yeah.
There'll be a link at the bottom. I hate that.
That's happened to me too. It's not even in the art, or they'll put a video on. What I hate is you click on it and then the video up top is not the video that they're referring to. It's a completely different video.
Yes.
And I'm like, why is this here?
Why is this here? I will literally leave the page and block it from Google News. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not giving you any future, because you're going to do this every time and I'm going to forget about it because I have a bad goldfish memory, and I'll come back and be like, oh, it's this place again. And then I'll get angry.
Yeah. I have my hurt relationship attitude towards news articles now. I'm like, no. We've been down this road. If you can't learn from your mistakes, I'm cutting you loose.
Yeah. No, that's fair. And this is like ads. And then the new thing that I love, every single site I go to on my computer, Home Depot would like to send you notifications, allow or block. Why are you sending me what
would Home Depot want to let me know?
No, it's every site. Every site wants to send you desktop notifications. What are you sending me? Why does every app need to know everything about me? Oh, you want to pay your bank card? You want to send a bill? Okay, welcome to Bank of America. We need everything about you. You already have my social, my credit card numbers, my bank account. You know how much money I make, my taxes. Now you need to know where I'm at. Why? My Bluetooth? Yeah. Is Fiona Apple playing through your app? Are you going to play on my speaker? Why do you need this, Bluetooth of America? Why?
Can we inject ourselves into your bloodstream? So
seriously. And then you say no. And oh, well, there, certain features aren't going to work. If you don't get what features, just certain ones. Well, do I need them? Certain features.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what?
Well,
let's wait until you get to the end of an article and you're almost done. And then it's like, oh, this is the feature that you couldn't use. You couldn't finish the article. That's what we decided to make happen.
Yeah. Oh, you don't agree. This is a fraudulent charge. Well, you'd be able to report it, but Bluetooth, you need a Bluetooth on for this to report this. So Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Every time I'm sick of it.
I hate it. I also hate when they like have a picture and then they go like, it's like something like what celebs are dating each other? And then it's like a picture of Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon. And you're like, wait, are Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon dating?
Mm-mm.
No. And it's all people that were dating in like 2010 and are now no longer dating.
Yeah, no, that's why I literally, there's nothing on the internet of value anymore. I had to stop reading the Huffington Post years ago because I knew they were like far left leaning, which is fine because I'm very far left, but I want truth in my news. I don't want opinion and hyperbole. And I had to stop reading because every time I went to read something, the article was Donald Trump kills 50 children who had mental issues. And then you read the article and it's a law that Obama passed that some people disagreed with, Donald Trump allowed to continue, and it might affect some people's access to medication, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, so that's different. That's different, yeah. Huffington Post. And so I blocked him. I was like, I'm done. I want the news. I don't want your opinions.
The one thing that frustrates me about Huffington Post, which I forgot, there's another site that does this too, is that what they'll do is they'll go like, that, you know, this is a follow-up to our other article. And then they'll just post that other article right below. So it's like, you're not even sure what article you're reading anymore. You're like, wait, was this the follow-up or was this the first article? Am I done with the follow-up or am I reading the first article now?
Yeah. Do I keep reading how do I know? I want to be educated, but I'm also dangerously close to being bored.
Yeah. But I mean, it's too long. It's too, and I know what people are going to say. They're going to be like, oh, but you should be able to read that much. And it's like, I read all my articles while I'm driving in between stop signs.
While on the freeway.
While on the freeway. So it makes it even worse.
It calms me down.
So,
the news makes me angry. The driving calms me down.
So if any journalists are listening, you are endangering lives by making these articles so long.
Exactly.
You are. Not exactly. Me. You are. I have maritime law on my side. So I don't.
Yeah, well, you're sovereign. You're sovereign. Yeah. You're more Moorish and sovereign. And honestly, from now on in the future, if I ask you if you've read something and you have it, I'm just going to assume you haven't gone driving that day.
Yeah.
You've done no driving.
I've done no drive. Sorry, I haven't been driving.
Oh, I didn't read about the attempted coup on the United States Capitol because my car is in the shop. So,
you know, the only reason I know that is because I took my aunt's car to go to McDonald's. So,
oh, so you can read up, you can read the news and other people's. You just need to be in a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
As long as you're driving it.
Yeah. Have you ever driven someone else's car?
Yes. I feel like everyone has, right?
I drove my aunt's car. My car was, I had to get my car fixed recently, and I drove my aunt's car around. And I don't know if this is everybody's family, but my family acts like when you drive their car, that like you're both committing a crime, but if you'll just be cool about it, that it'll be okay.
If you get pulled over, just make sure you have this. And it's like, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And she has insurance where if I can drive her car, like it's not that big of a deal, but she's always just like, well, just make sure first off, don't get pulled over. And I'm like, oh, okay. Cause I was going to go do some wheelies.
Yeah.
Down Dunkist.
That's a good choice to not get pulled over. That's like step one.
Yeah.
Step one.
My parents still act like I'm five. And what's so frustrating is my parents treat me like I'm five, and then I'll be around other people whose parents, I am assuming they have no parents. Their parents are dead, because I had a Zoom meeting. So I had a Zoom interview for I'm trying to get my master's in special education.
Yeah.
So, cause I really want to figure out my brain. I'm trying to figure out what's going on up there. That was a fun joke that bombed.
I want to sit in this moment, though, this uncomfortable moment, because I want to ask you why you think it didn't work.
You know, I think I need to stop doing self-deprecating humor. I think I need to shy away from self-deprecating. Fair. Yeah,
that's fair. It's. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in that world, and I think it's hilarious. But then people start to say shit like, I just worry that maybe it comes across that you actually feel that way about yourself and it's not a joke. And I sit there and I think, it's definitely how I feel about myself. What are you talking about? It's not a bit. I'm just talking about what's wrong with me on stage.
Yeah.
You guys thought it was a joke?
And you all are agreeing with me.
Yeah. You all laugh. Oh, well, we thought you were joking. Oh, you can't see what I look like? Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Because I know you can. Yeah, they don't like it. I stopped doing it because I would do it too much. And then my therapist was like, you know, if you keep saying that stuff, it actually affects the way you feel about yourself. And I said, I don't know if that's true, because I feel other things about myself that I know are true and I still don't believe them. So maybe I've read The Secret and this is my approach to therapy isn't applicable to me.
Yeah. Your therapist sounds great. My therapist kept being like, maybe meditation. And I'd be like, okay, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't with you.
No, that's a terrible response. Also, my therapist, to be fair, doesn't exist. It's someone I make up for bits. I don't have a therapist. So yours is definitely better by default.
Is your fake therapist does your fake therapist take Cal Optima? Can your fake therapist?
No, that's the thing. I've created a therapist in my head that doesn't even take my insurance, and I have good insurance. And you know it's fake because I change the gender constantly, because I always forget which gender pronoun I used when I described the fake therapist. So I'd say, oh yeah, she's really hates that. And then 5 minutes later, he always tells me, and no one ever calls me out on it. Ever. I've actually never told anyone about the therapist bit. Just, you're the only one that knows. So.
Well, I'm glad that. So what was I trying to say? Oh, so I was in a Zoom interview for my master's. And my dad was like, okay, make sure you wear a shirt that doesn't have stains. It's like, yes, Dad, I know. I know how to dress as an adult. I've been washing my face regularly for 3 months. I think I've got it figured out. Okay.
And not just with water. So maybe I got this covered, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm an adult now, Dad. So I say that because I get on the Zoom. I'm wearing a button-down shirt. You know, everybody else is pretty much dressed fine. There's a woman who is laying on her bed in a V-neck. And let's just say she's laying in such a way where her boobs are touching her chin. You know, like she's like, it's like her boobs are like right here. Yeah. Her chest is like right there.
Yeah.
And which is sexy, but not like good for the Zoom that we're doing. You know, like, it's like, this isn't the time or place for this to be happening. And I was just like, I was looking at her and I go, what is her thought process right now? Like, what is she thinking that this is a totally fine laying down, you know, like looking at her, having her camera on first and just like watching, knows that other people are watching her. I just was like, oh, I would love to live her life for a day and just see what kind of stuff she does. Cause that's like confidence that I'll never know.
Is it confidence or is it just the lack of care that slowly comes over someone when they've given up? Cause sometimes those two could be devilishly similar and it's hard to discern, but I would imagine if she looked bad,
no,
objectively. Oh, she didn't.
Yeah. She looked fine. I mean, she had big boobs, so that was good going. But
it was
for her.
A professional call.
It was professional at all. Like she, I'm telling you, she was not I thought you were talking about like looked bad as far as like, if she was physical. Physically put together well. She was physically put together well. It wasn't a professional, she didn't look good at that moment because it wasn't a professional way to take a Zoom call.
Yeah. And I feel like if you, like this glamorous look that I have on right now.
You look very glamorous.
Yeah, no, I do. I can see my camera. I know. I would do this with you, you know, because this is fun. But if I had a client that wanted to discuss, you know, marketing or a branding package, and I was like, hi, hey, it's me. I can't wait to, so let's go over your brand. I think Boba Tea's so in right now. What do you think is, you know, can you imagine if you were the person hiring me, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? Why? And imagine if I had big boobs and I was doing it like.
Yeah. And you were laying sideways on a bed.
Yeah. No, not a good look. Not a good look. Yeah. Like, I feel like if I was doing that, I imagine the number of people that would look at me and say, oh, that's confidence, would be much less than the number of people that would look at that and say, he's given up. He doesn't care anymore. Because that would be the truth. I would have given up at that point.
Maybe she gave up. Maybe she was already like, maybe that was her way of saying, like, I'm probably not going to get this, so I just might as well not even try.
Yeah, like, this is a way of letting the world know, I don't really care. I don't care.
It doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah, look at my boobs. I don't care. Good for her, though, for having all that confidence.
Yeah.
Wish I had.
Maybe
that.
It's not. I don't know. I will say this. The interview ended up not being really an interview. It's more of just an overview of what the program would entail. And then they had us go and write a 2-page essay and submit it. So who knows? Maybe she had already been through it and she was just like, I know it's not going to be what everybody else thinks it's going to be. So I'm just going to get comfortable. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to present yourself in a, like, look, I was wearing a button down shirt, which it was a flannel shirt. It was in no way like a, like this, there was a guy in like a suit and tie. I mean, if we were looking at professionalism, he would obviously trump me because he was the most professional, but I was still, it wasn't like I was sitting up. I was at my computer, you know, I was like at a designated space. So
this is my designated professional space. So
yeah,
regardless of how I look, this is my intention.
Yeah. I always have a poster behind me that says I'm a professional, just so people know. They're like, what's she doing? Oh, she's a professional. Oh, okay. That's what she is.
Oh, that's what she's doing. I'm cosplaying as a professional.
This is a LARP.
Yeah. What do you guys think about my character? I rolled really high stats on professionalism. So
that's I got kicked out of Dungeons and Dragons because I just wanted to be professional. I was like, guys, I'm just a professional.
Yeah. Also,
I have no other skill.
I went from this when I had this like contoured face and I was like, well, I don't really like this. It's a little too contoured. But then I went back to, I mean, this is still a filter, obviously. But that's like more or less the regular shape of my face. And my immediate thought was, wow, you really let yourself go. Look how fat your face is.
You look great, but it's looks are all relative. I always feel like, I don't know how you feel, but I have a hard time when you see somebody who you think is attractive. I have a friend who I think she's very attractive as a person, and she's just a great person. And sometimes when we're talking, she'll be like, oh, I feel so fat. I feel so disgusting. Yeah. And so for me personally, I have a hard time not jumping into that like self-conscious thing where you're like, oh, well then what must you think of me? If you feel bad, then you must be like, ugh, Lori's really, she's a turd on a stick.
Yeah, I get that. I've done that so many times, but I also think the other side of that is that everyone is so focused on themselves and they're so hypercritical of themselves. They're not looking at other people through the same lens. You know, when I look at myself, I'm like, you're a fat piece of shit. And I see guys who are like 30, 40, 50 pounds heavier than I am. And I think, oh, wow, that's hot. He's hot. Look at that. That's hot. But if I look like that, I still think I like myself. I just realized that. Thanks, Lori.
You don't think you like yourself?
I don't think I do. I mean, there are things about me I'm okay with. But overall, I feel if this was a video game and I had the option to re-roll some of the stats on my character and recreate it a little bit, I'd go into the character creation screen and just say, let's turn down that witch nose a little bit. Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's turn that witch nose down.
I'm not agreeing with you on your nose thing. I didn't mean to. I felt like maybe I said yeah a little too. I was saying that I agree with my nose. I feel like my nose is real.
Your nose is fine.
Especially, well, you haven't seen like when I go sideways, the cheeks and the nose. I mean, it's like a carrot up an ass. Like it is so.
What?
It's not.
I've never even heard that before. Did you just make up a new like visual? Oh, it's like a carrot up an ass. Oh yeah. Oh, I remember. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
My two cheeks are the cheeks and my nose is the carrot sticking out of the butt.
Okay. Do it one more time. Profile. Okay. Well, I don't see it, but my brain is like, if she had some green hanging off her nose, then maybe.
I was like, gonna like go like this to be like, see, this is like a carrot, but it's more like a pig nose. Yeah, I think I would. Well, I would definitely like cut down some weight for sure. That's what I would do. But if we're just talking like bone structure, I would move these eyebrows up a little. I would move my face up a little. I feel like my forehead is like takes up like 50% of my face. I feel like it's like forehead and then face.
I've never seen that. And even now that you pointed out, I still can't see it. So I can say 100% because I speak for everyone on the planet. It's the law. I'm sorry, sovereign citizen. That's how it works.
Maritime. Yeah.
Maritime, that your forehead is marifying. Don't worry about it. Okay. Yeah.
I think your nose is great. If I had your nose, I would be happy. I think it's great.
I hate it, but I appreciate that. Honestly, with me, my big thing is just I wish I didn't have rosacea. Or at least I wish I had known it was rosacea growing up and gone to competent dermatologists instead of dermatologists who just said, oh, that's acne. And I'm like, well, that's weird because I don't have it anywhere else but here. I don't have acne anywhere else, just right here. And all of the stuff they gave me to treat it just made it worse and worse until the point. Now I just have like, I don't have like giant scars, but I just have, my pores are huge right around here and right around the edges. And so it has literally stopped me from pursuing comedy because when people are like, we should do some headshots. I'm like, no, I'm going to let my voice is what people come for. Let's not rope this into it. Let's just stop it.
Yeah.
Voice acting. Yeah, I'll do that. Can I do that instead? Cause I just, and usually when I bring that up to people, they do the same thing that I just said about your forehead. People say, I don't know what you're talking about. You may not have like flawless model skin, but I've never noticed it. Even bringing it up, I'm like, yeah, you've got some bigger pores, but who cares? But that's all I see. That's all I see is just this and this.
Really?
Yeah, and then the whole body. Like, okay, I'm actually including my apartment in this because I don't like the apartment.
You're moving your fan into it too.
Yeah. The whole world is actually moving around. I'm just not happy with all of this. I just want to redo a lot of this.
If we could fix everything, that would be great.
Some of it's just... it's not convenient for me, you know, and I don't want to make this all about me, but if the world could change a little bit, that'd be great.
That would be awesome. I'm more frustrated sometimes that I feel like the landmarks that people, I felt like was like an unspoken rule that if you reach certain landmarks, you will automatically feel better about yourself. And I used to be like, I had lost a bunch of weight a couple years ago. So I had lost about 150 pounds. Still didn't feel great about myself, gained all my weight back, not saying, but just poor eating habits, not exercising. It was an unspoken rule that like when you met your person, you were going to feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, there is a happiness there, but I definitely don't feel like I still will sometimes look at her and be like, what is, you need to get your shit together. Like, you deserve so much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
and I love her to death and she makes me happy, but I still don't feel like better about myself. Like if anything, I would say that what's changed is I've been like, okay, well, she finds me attractive. So that's great. I don't need to, now it's just about being healthy. You know, I don't need anybody else to like fawn over me.
Yeah.
I have her. And so, but I still don't feel like, I still don't look at myself and go, great. This is what I love. I love seeing this.
Yeah, I get that. And I think that like the Disneyfication of love did a big disservice to a lot of us because Disney and Hollywood in general, and not just them, but we passed it around. The amount of friends I have who believe in the whole true love, true partner, they make love look so natural. The people you go to their weddings and they stand up in front of everybody and they say, we all know love, but we don't know love like James and Erica. James and Erica's love. And it's like, fuck you. You're telling everyone here to go fuck themselves. Like, fuck James and Erica. I don't know their love life. What is it? They're the real ones that are in love. Like this notion that like it's a competition and that jealousy is healthy. You know, like that's bizarre to me. That whole, you know, you're not allowed to find other people attractive, whether you mention it or not. And you can only be attracted to me. And I have to fulfill all of your sexual needs. And if I don't, there's a problem. There's just so many things that we learn that are really toxic and really unhealthy. And I definitely think one of them is the notion of finding somebody to complete you. Like there's somebody out there for you. Well, you can't love yourself. You can't love someone else until you love yourself. It's like, well, that's also unhealthy because that's telling other people that you're not capable of giving love because you have some issues with yourself when that's totally not true. I have not loved myself plenty of times in my life and I've still genuinely loved people with all of my being.
Yeah.
It's just toxic. There's just a lot of, you know, your value and my value are intermixed in your love and my love and it's gross because I felt the same way with Topher when we finally got together. I would spend nights after our first year lying in bed next to him and he would be passed out and I would just sit there and sob and sob and sob. And It was because I would think, I'm with a wonderful man. He's the nicest, kindest person I've ever met. All of my other ex-boyfriends were just awful pieces of crap, aside from maybe one. And he's so sweet and supportive and kind and loving. And I'm attracted to him. And he's just everything I could ask for in somebody. But I'm still so unhappy. And yeah. Now I'm bored. Now the adventure of being single and thinking that I'm going to find the one and that person's going to fix it is gone.
Yeah.
And this is it. And it's over. And is my adventure over? What do I do now? Do I just wait till I die? And I got really depressed because of that.
Yeah. I had something similar where when I first started dating Star, for like everything fit, but something still felt off. You know, yeah. Like she was great. She found me attractive. I found her attractive. She was wonderful. She was like the kindest, most loving person ever. So supportive. But I still was like, something didn't feel right. And I thought for a little while that maybe it wasn't that maybe this isn't the person. Maybe we're just not meant for each other. And I kept thinking like, oh, that might be it. But then it kept feeling like more of myself. Like I didn't feel like I was worthy of this. I didn't feel like this was what I, you know, like she deserves better. She should do this. And then she was like, then I think we had been dating for like maybe a year or 2 years. And then she was like, I just feel like I need a break. I just feel like we're half-assing this and I just want to take a break. And like, as soon as she said that, I was like, oh fuck. Like I screwed this up. Like yeah. I didn't really share how much I cared about her and how much I wanted to be with her and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as she did that, like a switch flipped and I was like, oh, this was my fault. This is my thing. Where I'm thinking like, oh, I shouldn't be with her because I don't feel good about myself. And I can only be with her if I feel good about myself. And I still have stuff to work on, but it's like, I'm not going to give up like the best relationship I've ever had because I'm still working on myself.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I had a hard time when we first started dating. For like the same reason. I just didn't know. And when like people would talk to me about her, it wasn't like I would put her down, but I would be like, yeah, we're probably going to break up soon. Like she's great, but it's going to be over soon. Because I just was like, there's no way that this could go, you know, like, well, you know, when, I don't know if you've had this, but like sometimes, not all the time, sometimes I'll get kind of angry, even when, like, especially when we get in fights. And I'll just not angry, like, I'm so pissed, but angry, like, this is so frustrating, where it's like, I know there's not anything that I can see in the immediate future that's going to break us up. Like, she's the person I want to be with for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, well, this is it. This is who I have. So even when we get in fights, I'm like, this isn't going to break us up. Like, there's no reason to be fighting about this. This is stupid.
This is not something that matters.
Yeah.
And I'm pretending like it does, or I'm making it a big thing, or I'm looking for things to be irritated about or mad about. And I don't know why I'm doing this. And yeah. And it becomes hard because then you start to wonder, have I been self-sabotaging a lot in my life? Because I consider myself very intelligent and very self-aware. And I call myself out on bullshit all the time, but is my bullshit detector not as pointed as I think? And I've been doing this for a while and I just told myself it was okay, or that the things I was complaining about were actually toxic and needed to be fixed. Maybe they weren't. Maybe I was expecting too much of people, or, you know, and I think that for me is where it gets hard, because I think, how objective can I be about this situation if I'm quite literally in it? And I'm aware that I have body dysmorphia and I tend to be a little negative and sarcastic, and I've gone through a lot of bad relationships and trauma, and you know, I've been betrayed and stabbed in the back and hurt and cheated on. So I have trust issues. Like, if you filter all that through my decision process, how much of what's coming out on the other end is actually the truth? And how much of it is paranoia or fear or, you know,
yeah,
any of that?
I think one thing that really changed my mind about relationships in general, to be honest with you, was we have a mutual friend who met their husband, And I was sort of there at the meeting and then there at them starting to get together. And then there when they got engaged and then when they got married, and just to see them. And it was like, they were, in my opinion, the epitome of what I felt like, oh, this is what marriage and love should look like. They were so like enamored with each other all the time, as it seemed, you know. Yeah. And they would leave like these long flowery messages out with each other on Facebook, and they were constantly talking about how much they loved each other all the time. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is what marriage and love is supposed to be. When you meet this person, you're supposed to fall like this, like head over heels. You want to spend every second with this person. Yeah. And I've just never been that type of person, you know. Even Star, I love her to death, but I mean, there's like, I'll be like, when we are vacationing together, I'll be like, I need 2 hours just by myself. Like, I need to go somewhere and just be by myself for 2 hours.
Yeah. I so, need a break.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I'm not meant for a relationship, you know, when I saw that. And then they broke up and they had like a very crazy breakup. And then you realize that it's like, oh, it wasn't real. Like what we thought was what we were seeing was the, what we thought was this very enamored attitude. Aw. Hi, Topher.
He says, hi. He says, I'm really quiet.
Yeah. Well, he's a quiet guy.
Passive aggressively.
Oh, well, ugh. Jeez. Canceled. Say one nice thing.
I know. This is not the love that I was expecting after watching their love unfold on Facebook. So I'm disappointed too.
Yeah. And I feel like it was like one of those things where it's like, oh, this was like a total, like they miraged this. They, you know, this is what they wanted to show the world. And really, yeah, it was like a completely different thing. And yeah, that kind of changed my attitude. To be like, oh, okay. Like that was them desperately wanting a relationship like that. So they manufactured it. And then when it wasn't working, one of them just was like, I can't do this anymore, and bailed. So.
Yeah, it definitely felt like, I think it's what a lot of people do on social media. They put the best forward and they try to project and curate this image that isn't real and doesn't exist. And I don't know. I've never been into that. You know, like I talk about depression, I talk about relationship issues. I just talk about me and when I was doing a lot of social media anyways. You know, sometimes people would think I probably shared too much, and you know, from their point of view, I probably did. But I never thought I did. I just thought, if you're going to like me or dislike me, you're going to like me or dislike me because of me. And I don't like the idea of, you know, like, oh my God, you and Topher are so cute. You're like the best relationship ever. And I just sit there and I think, that is irrelevant. I appreciate what you're trying to say, but also puts a lot of pressure on me, I feel, to live up to some weird expectation. Like, we have our issues, like everyone does. Everyone has issues, you know, like every relationship has issues. The idea that, oh my God, you guys are just, your relationship goals. Well, that shouldn't be your goal, is to be happy through the existence of someone else in relation to you. You should love yourself and like yourself, and I think those are the issues that we need to tackle as a society, and we need to do away with the notion that like some people out there have the optimal relationship that we want, and that's the goal, as opposed to the goal should be, I should find someone that loves and respects me and treats me well, regardless of whether or not we look like a power couple, or, you know, we're envious on social media, or people think we're cute. You know, who gives a shit about that? Those relationships don't last. They don't last.
Yeah.
They don't.
They do not last. And also, you know, you're not traveling. You're not driving. You're traveling. So don't get a license.
You know? And if you get pulled over, just tell the cop, like, you can't pull us over. We're the optimal relationship goal.
Yeah. We're in love, Twitter. Damn it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Our love is real. What was your marriage? What was your marriage? Huh? Anything? Not like mine.
Yeah. Pull out. Do you post about it? Do you guys have your own Instagram? No, then probably you don't deserve. You don't deserve to give me a ticket.
Yeah, ours is a joint account, and not because I don't trust them or who they're talking to. but it's because we're one person. Also, the live, laugh, love sign, that was drawn after us. Us.
That was our hands.
Yeah.
Those were our hands we did it.
It's us. We're happy. I hate this so much. I hate that you've explained this to me because I'm not going to go read it. I'm not. I can't lose a single hair. I can't. I just can't afford it.
You can't
afford
it.
But I'm just mad that it exists. I'm mad that I feel I live in a world with so many stupid fucking people. And I'm mad that I can't just accept that I am more intelligent than the vast majority of people because it sounds arrogant. And it's not because I think I'm a genius. I just think that the average person is so stupid. It is what it is.
Well, like talking about not reading something, I literally read, I was driving to work today and I was reading and I read that nearly half of Americans think that The Rock should be the next president. And don't get me wrong, I love The Rock. I love Dwayne Johnson. I'll watch any movie that Dwayne Johnson comes out with. If Dwayne Johnson came out with a movie that said, it said Dwayne Johnson wiping his butt for 45 minutes, I'd be like, yeah, I'd watch that. I'm a big Dwayne Johnson fan. I'm just letting you know, that's how much I love Dwayne Johnson. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just laying the playing field.
Got it. Okay.
I don't want him to be president.
No. And that is the normal response. The normal response is you are great as an entertainer, but those skills do not translate to leadership. Yeah. You are not, whether or not you like your president or would want to hang out with him is irrelevant.
It's time and again, we have been shown that when you give entertainers the ability to take over something else, they turn it into a shit show. It happened with Trump and the presidency. It happened with Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. It's going to keep happening. Like, stop giving these entertainers more power.
Yeah.
Let you them just entertain.
Yeah. Just let them entertain. You know who makes a good leader? Someone who is a great leader first, but also is charismatic. That makes a great leader or a dangerous leader, depending on which way they go with it. But you don't start with charismatic and then say, let's see if he can lead. That would be like saying, well, I want to go get a surgery, but instead of going with the best doctor, I'm going to go with the hottest person I see on the street. And hopefully they're a surgeon. No.
Yeah.
No, you get the surgeon. And then if you see a surgeon who's also hot, I don't know why that matters, but if that's your qualification, that's the order you do it in. You definitely do not go with people fucking Oprah when all that was happening in 20s. Oh, wouldn't it be great if Oprah ran? Wouldn't it be great if, no, because she has promoted so much woo-ish bullshit on her, on her platform. No, I don't know. No, we don't need ratings. This is why Americans are dumb. They've been dumbed down.
A terrible interviewer. I mean, did you see when she interviewed Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? All she did was just make facial expressions. Could you imagine her with Putin? What? That's all she would do. What?
No, that would be awful.
I have spies in the government. What?
Yeah.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
We'll be right back after this break. Like, no, this is not Putin. Look under your chair. I got you some Novichok. Now you can poison one person. One person. Oh, everyone in the audience gets Novichok.
I love you, Oprah. I love you.
You're all dead. You're all dead. It's dumb because I saw people saying that with The Rock. Oh, can you imagine The Rock with Putin, though? He would be so into. Who gives a fuck if Putin would be intimidated? What do you think world wars are fought by fighting? Are they going to stand up and go into a fucking boxing ring right there? No, he's got missiles and an army. Who cares?
That's exactly what people think. People think that The Rock would go over to Russia and just take Putin and like break him over his knee and just be like, all right, now we're done.
That's not how it would happen.
Now we own Russia.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if anything, it would probably get Putin to be more aggressive because he would still feel so emasculated as he does because he's such a small man. that he would have to do more crazy bullshit, because he didn't pull this bullshit when Obama was in office until the very end that he got really like brave.
Well, but with he knew Trump,
he was doing whatever.
Yeah, because he knew that Trump was going to be president. Yeah, Putin would get so crazy, he'd start taking his pants off when he did stuff instead of just his shirt. He'd be like, I'm taking everything off. Everything's coming up.
I'm riding a bear on top of another bear. I'm like, we get it. You have a little tiny fucking man syndrome. This is pathetic, man. You're running a whole like kind of country because it doesn't really have much of an economy unless you count like bot farms and beets. But I mean, really, how fucking small do you have? How tiny do you have to be?
Yeah.
Like he's the smallest.
He's got bitch tits. I can't trust a man. I don't trust a man to lead who has bitch tits.
No. Oh, you can't. How are you going to lift a country if you can't lift a weight?
Yeah.
And fix that. If your boobs need to be lifted up, how good are the people going
to
feel?
Yeah. If you need to wipe sweat from underneath your boobs constantly to keep from irritation, how are you going to tell others how to do their jobs?
That's
what I want in the president. Oh man. Well, I've developed a new obsession with Funko Pop dolls. I don't know if you know what they are or know.
The Hollywood, the main flagship store is behind our apartment. So
really?
I know, yeah, the main one in Hollywood is right on the corner.
I have 5 now. And I I'll show you.
Because I when they first came out, I remember thinking, this is the dumbest gimmicky bullshit. I hate it. And then they started making them for like rare shows and video games I loved. And now I have about 400.
I have Alex Trebek. You can't see because of the Zoom, but I have Alex Trebek.
Okay.
I have, Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote.
These are so niche. They don't have American Dad yet, but they have Alex Trebek.
Richard Simmons.
Oh my God. I'm so angry. And right now.
Then I have a USA Holmes because it just reminds me of my, USA Homer. It just reminds me of my dad. This is my dad to a T. Every 4th of July, he decks out in like all USA gear. He has the American flag shorts that he wears.
What is this? I'm so confused. Why is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Was that 4 or 5?
I have one pre-order. I really like the band My Chemical Romance, and they have a Funko Pop doll based off their album called The Black Parade. So I got that.
You have 5 Funko Pop figures, and none of them are related to each other, even adjacently.
Nope.
They're all like indifferent. Like I've got a Justin Trudeau one, and then I have Alf from the 80s cartoon Alf.
Oh, I would love to get Alf.
I have a Jessica Simpson one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's Janet Reno. Away. So
Janet Reno. I would I have a rule so I don't go crazy. I can't spend more than $15 on a given Funko Pop doll. So there have been some that I've seen that I've been like, ooh, I want that, but I can't because I can't. It's like $29. So I don't know how long that rule is going to go into play, because if there's one thing to know about me, it's that rules are made to be broken.
They are, though. That's a saying for a reason. And honestly, if you like something and it brings you joy, who cares? I don't want to tell you this because I don't want to give you more ideas, but you can also go to the Hollywood store and make a Funko Pop of yourself. And it takes 20 minutes and you can like customize everything about it. They have like 400 hairstyles, shirts, colors, accessories, poses, eyes, everything. It's $25 and they make it for you on the spot.
That's awesome. I would totally get that. I would go when my aunt gets vaccinated. That'll be something I do.
Actually,
you know what I have? Oh, we should all do that. I have another one coming. I forgot. I'm getting Robin Williams' character in Jumanji, Alan Parrish, Funko Pop doll. I ordered that last night. So.
Wait, the movie?
Yeah, Jumanji.
The new one?
No, the first one.
Oh, because I Williams. Thought The Rock was in that one. So obviously you'd have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to eventually get a Rock Funko Pop doll.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Goals. I don't know. I like, it's just, they're just cute. I like looking at them. It's just fun to see. I try and get ones that I think are a little obscure, like, and people that I know, like, I know somebody who got, these ones that are like, what are they called? They're called like Pope Aramatus or something, but they're from this, I don't know if it's an anime or something called Ghost, but he got like all of them and they're all like Catholic priests, but like skulls.
Oh no, that is a band. It is a band called Ghost, and he plays different characters like Papa something. And like, he plays different Pope characters. Every album, he plays a different Pope. And he creates, and it's like a goth Swedish band called Ghost. One of my best friends loves his stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have a song called Rats, and it's not my jam, but it's fun to watch the music video just because he's like walking through an old city and then he like sings and whatever, some weird song. And the chorus is just him with like this weird old timey, like dapper gentleman outfit with a big hat and a cane. And he's just going through the street going, rats, 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 over and over again. And like, I judge my friend for his music taste sometimes. That in that case, I was like, this is pretty dumb. But some of the other music's not bad.
Yeah. Well,
I hope I'm right.
I'll have to check him out. But so he got all those Funko Pop dolls, but he has no idea where they're from. He just like, I got them because they're cool. I think they're cool. And like, hasn't even Googled what it is, because we were talking about it might be an anime. So,
oh yeah, no.
He for sure what I think it is. But yeah, I I want to make sure that's something I know.
Yes.
And
Papa
also
Emeritus.
Another thing is like, I would say Alex Trebek is probably the most generic one I want to get, even though it has the thing that says Final Jeopardy, so you know that it's him. But I want ones that aren't like just like, there's one of Sam Malone from Cheers that I was going to get, but it's just like, it's just a regular, like, it's a male Funko Pop doll. Like, if you didn't have the box that said Sam Malone from Cheers, you wouldn't be able to see that it's, you know, you would just go, oh, this is just a random man.
Yeah, it didn't look like it enough.
Yeah. So those are the caveats I'm putting on myself.
Yeah, some of them are a little, they're not detailed. So without the box or the description, I would have no idea what the hell they're from.
Yeah. I mean, that's you fair. Could say that for the Murder, She Wrote one, but it still has like, it has her jacket, it has a purse, you know, I just like it. I probably won't take them out of the box. I feel like I'm going to be turning into a nerd with these, and just, you're going to see me tomorrow and I'm going to be like, I spent $475 on Funko Pop dolls. Just, I have a Funko Pop village now.
I have all mine in storage because I bought them all and they were just from things I liked. And we had so many, and I refused to take them out of the boxes. I don't know why. I mean, they're not collectible. People are like, I say my, like, nobody's going to want this fucking mass-produced plastic. Stop it. These aren't Beanie Babies. But I kept them in the boxes, and Topher just said, look, I love you, but I hate this. I hate all of this. It's so awful. Like, if there was one thing I can change about you, this would be at the top of the list. So can we do something about this? I said, well, I can't sell them. Nobody wants them. Also, I don't like getting rid of things because my mom is a hoarder, so I have that gene a little bit. And he said, well, what if we put them in storage? I said, so you want to spend $180 a month to store things that we don't want to sell, that we don't get to see? And he said, yeah. So they're in storage.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so probably what
I'm good with
doing.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
You're doing well.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm relationship goals. This is it.
That's what I keep telling. Good for you. That's why I keep telling Star, just like, let's just wait till we move in together and then we can just spend recklessly, you know, like we have always dreamed of doing. So
that's the goal. Is that your, like, your end goal, your end game?
Yeah, just to go into debt together, you know.
I mean, it's America 2021 and the middle class is all but destroyed. I think that was the default goal, whether it was your intention or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's good to know that we're still, hey, gay or not, we're still fulfilling the American dream.
Yeah, we are. I get emails every day from Credit Report and Equifax saying, your credit score went down. What happened? And I'm like, life happened. Yeah. Oh, is there a pandemic right now? Is there a pandemic? Did I lose my job because of a pandemic? Is that what happened? Okay.
I love Equifax always sends me like a frowny face. And it's like, oh, something happened to your credit score. And I'm like, well, I'm guessing by the frowny face that it's not good.
Yeah. How does your score compare to others? How do I give a fuck? I don't get what. Oh, well, you get a nice score. You can get a home loan. Really? In LA? What score do I have to get to not spend $2.3 million on a one bedroom house? What's that score? Because I don't think a good credit score is going to change the fact that I'm still spending $1 million for a hovel.
Yeah.
You know, my interest rate will be lower on my hovel. Oh, good. Good.
Oh, I can't wait.
What a deal. Sign me up. Do I sound bitter? Good.
Well, I think that's that, you know, circle back, you know, a callback, as they say. That's why you need to become a Moorish citizen, because what they like to do is they like to do squatter's rights. And then they'll go to a house and then they'll claim that they're a squatter and they have squatter's rights. And then they'll put a lien on the house and then they'll try and claim it as their own. So pretty fun stuff.
These are like if people could be a parasite, that's what these people are. They're literal parasites.
They're called paper terrorists because they like, they'll flood the system with so many legal documents that they don't make any sense. So
yeah, that should be against the law. It should be against the law because that junks up and gunks up the court. Yeah. If you file more than one superfluous bullshit lawsuit, you don't get to do it again. And if you try to do it again, you get killed on the spot. Yeah, that's right. I said it, listeners. I'm tired.
Just shot.
Just shot. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired every day. It's like these people have been ruining things for the community for 70 years, but the law says that, okay, well then change the law and hang them outside the courthouse and put a big sign on them that says, hey, you're going to ruin everyone's life and be a petty asshole. Well, okay, cool. The birds are going to eat your eyeballs and we're going to stream it on YouTube and Twitch. I'll stream it on my Twitch. I don't care. I'm tired of America. I'm so tired. I just want a functioning government, and that requires functioning people. And if people aren't functioning, they're bad gears. What do you do with a bad computer? Do you fix it? No, you take it outside and you beat it to death with a hammer and you buy a new computer. It's time to buy a new country, a new America, and beat the old one with a hammer to death.
Yeah.
That's my platform.
There we go. Well, you know what? I don't want you to be president, but...
But I'm so charismatic.
I support
I'm such a good
you.
Entertainer.
Yeah. You are a good entertainer, so.
Probably not a good leader, though. I don't think Putin would be afraid of me. I'd be like, you got bitch tits. Tell him that in Russian. Somebody tell him that in Russian. What does
I
he do?
I think he'd be aggravated by you.
Oh, and he I would feel definitely like, try to poison me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what would be great? Is then you could say, these aren't big pores. They're poison marks.
Yeah.
They're scars from the poison.
These are all the ones that failed. What do you think your odds are, Putin? Do you think you're gonna nuke us? Well, guess what? I'll nuke us too. And you. I'll kill everyone. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Don't threaten me.
I will destroy the whole fucking world.
Yeah. How dare you at your 5'3" come in here and attempt to reach my level? You don't even bring a step stool. Tell them that in Russia. Someone tell them that in Russia. That would just all everything be like, sir, we understand we need to tell him in Russian. He only speaks Russian. You don't need to tell us that. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
Sorry, I'm an entertainer first. You guys voted me in. I didn't. This was your thing.
I didn't want it to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I ran, sure. And I said I wanted this, but I didn't think you'd do it. This is your
honestly,
fault.
Honestly. Yeah, really.
This is both of our faults. Tell them that in Russia.
Tell them that in Russia. All right. Well, whatever this is, I think it's done.
Sorry.
No, I think I wanted to end on a laugh. We ebb and flow. We go from being super like judgmental to funny. So I wanted to end on a funny part. And
tell them that in Russian.
Tell them that in Russian.
There you go. That's the podcast. Tell them that in Russian. People are gonna show up and be like, "Is this a Russian podcast?" I don't know.
Figure it out for yourself.
We need a plot. No, this is a podcast. Yeah. Thank you. Jealous.
Bye.
Jealous. Yeah, I thought so.
All right. Well.
Are you good? Are you having technical issues? Your microphone sounds really nice.
It does. Oh, good. No, I'm doing good. Yeah. I just decided I got the Scarlett SI2, I think it's called. And so I switched that out from the mixing board. So I'm just going to stick with that. I don't think I'm going to get the Rodecaster Pro because it's just me and I don't really need it right now. So yeah,
that's fair.
Probably when Maria and I start doing, we start meeting together again, I might do that, but we'll see. So, yeah.
I think that's probably a good idea. Focus on what you need now and then other stuff will happen as you need it, you know?
Yeah. Cause who knows, maybe they'll make like a more affordable one or, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Something that doesn't have four. I mean, I wouldn't have minded. I liked that it had four. It was a little ugly for me, but I like aesthetically wise. The design, mm-hmm. Not terrible, but I like the Go XLR look better. But I do like that it has the four XLR ports as opposed to this one. If it wasn't ugly, I would have just bought that.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly feel like if Go XLR was available for Mac, I'd probably buy that. But because it's not, and the Rodecaster has four, I don't really need it till I'll need it. So.
Yeah, and plus it might go down in price.
It'll allow me time to spend more time buying Funko Pop dolls. So,
yeah, there are several ones of The Rock that you don't have. I thought they'd all be five of The Rock from different movies.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. No, they're all just going to be random. I may eventually do like a collection of stuff, but mostly it's just like I just want to get one-offs. So,
are you going to display them?
I mean, there's really nowhere to display them here at my house, but maybe when Star and I have a place, I'll buy something to like display them. But yeah.
What if you screwed them into the ceiling and hung them from the ceiling? Because I know your aunt loves that.
Yeah. She would love that. She would get a big kick out of that.
So weird. Such a weird thing. Like, do you have popcorn ceilings?
No.
So it's even less making of a sense because you could just patch a hole with some, you wouldn't even know it was there.
Yeah, we could have a whole podcast episode about the stuff that my aunt and my family don't want to do at the house, but then other things that they're totally okay with. So who knows?
And it's OCD? Is that honestly what it is?
Yeah.
Like a control OCD?
Like a control. And then also just like, yeah, mostly control OCD. Because it's like they own the house. Like, that's the thing I don't understand. Is there like I remember my dad one time, I nailed something to the front of my door when I lived with my parents. When I was like a kid, I nailed something to my door and my dad like freaked out and was like family was coming over. He's like, my family's gonna come over and see this stupid shit and blah blah, and now when we try and sell this house, we're not gonna be able to get enough money for it because you have the nails in the door. And I was like, even as a kid, I was like, there's just nails in doors. Like, I'm sure there's something you could get to fix, like to solve that. Either buy a new door or like,
was it at like a real wooden door or was it painted?
No, it was a painted white door.
Okay, so yeah, you literally just fill that up and then paint that one tiny little hole white like the rest of the door.
Yeah. Also, like, they would paint like the walls and stuff. So I was like, well, do you have to, everything has to be like, I was like so confused. I was like, does it have to go to factory reset? Like, do you have to put everything back the way it was before the house was bought? Like, it didn't make any sense to me, his like attitude towards doors. Like, just like, okay. So that was one of those things that was weird.
I keep getting this visual in my head of like someone touring this $85 million palatial mansion that's beautiful. And then they're like, I think we're going to put an offer in. This is actually pretty beautiful. And then they turn the corner and they see a nail in one door and they're like, I'll give you 20,000.
Yeah. Well, to be fair though, that is almost word for word, like the storyline of House Hunters, where they would be like, you know, my husband is a, you know, he's a what are they called? A freelance, you know,
butterfly collector.
Yeah, he's a freelance butterfly collector, and I teach Chinese to ants. So, like, we're looking for, our budget's about $750,000. And then they find a place and they'd be like, oh, well, we really need a house that's open plan, open space, has a real big backyard, and, you know, has a second house behind it. And it's like, well, I don't know how many.
Second bigger house.
Yeah. I don't know how many houses we're going to find. And they always find like the thing that was like the most perfect for them. Like it had everything except for like, I don't like the carpet. I really don't like the carpet.
There's not a present wrapping room. So I'll have to turn the third den into that, which is a problem, but that's how this is.
Yeah. We're going to go with the house that has absolutely nothing we want because the one house we wanted doesn't have the carpet we like.
Why would a house have carpet anyways? Carpet is so gross.
Oh, yeah.
That's my OCD. When I see a house with carpet, I'm like, this. So you're just walking around on this? And
have you ever seen a house with carpet in the bathroom?
Yes. On that's more than one occasion. That's so disgusting.
So disgusting.
Vile. A vile.
I'm like, just thinking about it. How live is, honestly, I am not joking. If I was a police officer and I was off duty and I went to somebody's house and they had carpet in the bathroom, I would arrest the entire family.
Oh yeah. They're all murderers.
Odds are they're doing something wrong. They're doing something illegal.
It's disgusting. No. There's no excuse for carpet in any house. Rugs, fine. Rugs are fine. But carpeting in general, you're stapling towels to the ground. And you're walking on them for the rest of your life and you can't clean them. Well, there's carpet cleaners. That doesn't actually ever clean really that well. No. It's just the surface, but the pad underneath is disgusting.
Yeah. And then when I was a kid, used to roll around the carpet and it's like, ugh, just think about all the gross things that were on that carpet. Man, oh man.
Ugh. So gross. When we ripped up the carpet in here, the smells that came out of the pad underneath, even though that we religiously cleaned our carpet with the carpet cleaner. Some of the pads were like so caked with fluids from previous tenants because they didn't replace the carpet for like 20 years that the pad underneath was rock hard. It's supposed to be spongy. It was rock hard.
Ugh.
Also, we found glitter. We found a lot of glitter underneath the carpet.
That's so weird.
Yeah, there was parquet flooring underneath our carpet. Not real parquet flooring, like the vinyl sticky tiles from the 70s. Someone had put it underneath and then carpeted over that. We pulled up the vinyl tile underneath that. There was tons of glitter, which means it was there like in the 60s when they built the place because everything was put on top of it. So there was some kind of party.
Yeah, maybe there was like a strip. What I love is that I just imagine somebody had a party, like a stripper over for a bachelorette party. And then they were just like, you know what? This is just going to be too much to clean. Let's just put carpet all over the house.
Let's just start all over. Topher was trying to figure it out too. He was like, what was the thinking behind this? Why is it that, because it was everywhere. It wasn't just like, oh, here's a piece here that they forgot about. It was literally just all over the floor. So they saw it and they didn't care. And I looked at the rest of the building and I said, are you surprised that they half-assed it? This place is a dump.
Uh. That's what I always love about Star used to live in an apartment that was just a shit show. I called it a hallway with two rooms because it was just a hall. It was like a hallway with two rooms. And in the hallway was the kitchen, and the kitchen was so cramped that you couldn't, two people could not be in the kitchen at the same time. So it was such a cramped place, and they constantly had flooding and stuff, and they had all these issues. And Star used to always be like, I don't understand why, like, the landlord just won't fix it. I'm like, because he's a shitty landlord. Like, look at this place. He's not.
This is on brand. Why would they start now?
Yeah. What about this landlord has made you that he's gaslighting you for this long to make him think that? I'm so glad she moved out of that place, because she was dead set on me moving in when I could afford to move in. Mm-hmm. And I was so afraid that I was going to move in because I was like, I know for a fact I'm going to get in a fight with this guy because he was such a terrible landlord.
Yeah.
And she was always just like, oh, whatever, it's fine, you know? And I was just like, no, this is a bad, like, he should not have done this. This is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm fine. It's not that big of a deal.
Nothing matters. Nothing matters. This is not going to come back to haunt us or be a problem. I can tell. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. She was just like, oh, you're just making too much out of it. I was like, your floors are leaking.
Yeah. This should be against the law to be a slumlord because everyone does it. Every apartment I've lived in, even the ones that are run by like the big corporations, they do just enough to keep it legal, but it's still a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
It's bullshit. Like if you want to have property as an income, which shouldn't be a thing while there's a housing crisis ever. But if you want to have property and you're charging people rent, especially when it's not rent control and there's no income inequality and there's no livable wage, you should have to keep that place like spotless. It should be clean. There should not be disgusting and smelly and old. And like when this place, when we have water damage, which we have it constantly all over the building because it's falling apart and it's cheap, the hallway walls will get covered in water stains and then mold within about, you know, like a day or two because they don't hire anyone to come out and clean it. They just put a box fan on it and they're like, good luck, hope it dries. And then it gets mold. And instead of fixing it, they wait for the mold to dry, which takes several days. And then because it's, what's that stuff? Sheetrock and whatever, it gets like bumpy and like papery, like it's crisping like bread.
Yeah.
Or like a baguette or a croissant. And instead of like scraping it off and patching it and painting it white, they literally just paint the same color of the wall over all of it. So everywhere you go down the hall, there's just, it feels like, it feels like the texture of my skin. Like if you walk down and you just rub your hands down the wall, it feels like you're rubbing against just this area of my skin because it's all bumpy and it's like fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Your skin or the wall?
Both. Well, oh, no, okay. The wall, because we decided we're not doing self-deprecating humor. So just the wall.
The wall.
On my skin, too. Like we're not recording.
No, it's terrible. Yeah, I hate that. I would say, I would honestly say the people I've lived with, which is my family members, are, if they owned apartments, they would be on violations of being a slumlord.
Which is weird because you're not allowed to put a nail in a door.
Yeah, because when I lived with my parents for like 2 years, I had an issue where we had bees that would come into the upstairs bathroom where I took a shower. So I would be showering and all of a sudden I just see a bee. And then I would freak out and I'd be like, okay, we got to get rid. And my dad would just be like, just duct tape the lights. They're coming in through the lights. So let's just duct tape the lights shut. And so we duct tape the lights and then they come through the air vent. And then he was like, we can't duct tape the air vent because that's how air gets to the upstairs. So he was just like, so he would do all these things that were like small, like things. And if you looked out, so we were in a two-story house. If you looked out from my bedroom, you looked out, you could see where the bees were because there was like a horde of them and you could see their nest and they were like right next to a vent. And I was like, let's just call somebody to take that nest. And he's like, no, that's going to cost too much money. We can't do that. And so for 2 years, we had to deal with this bee infestation until finally they started going into my parents' room. And then my dad got somebody to come and take the nest and put up a grate so that they wouldn't come back.
Does your family own apartment buildings in Hollywood.
Thank God. The worst is my aunt. My aunt, she will spend money on, she'll spend money on an air conditioner, like to upgrade the air conditioner that we don't need upgraded. But we have like, we had mold problems. We had cockroach problems. She first fought it for so long and then eventually had to, you know, paid somebody to come out. And it's just like, that's the thing that I know when I become a homeowner, I'm just going to right away. Just like, whatever's the problem, just get it done.
Yeah. Cause it, you don't save money by doing that. You end up spending so much more.
Cause you're spending money on the like the little fixes that don't do anything in the long run. And then you eventually spend money on the, so what you, whatever you spent fixing it initially or finally is what you could have spent initially and then just not even had to deal with it.
Yeah. We literally like the third floor in our building on the roof because it's so old and they don't take care of it. Every time it rains, a new hole opens up in the roof and starts pouring water down into one of the third floor apartments. And it happens several times a year during the rainy season. So it's about to start happening again, which is fun. Yeah. And instead of fixing it and like coating the whole roof with the seal that you're supposed to do to stop the water, he hires the guy to come out to fill just the hole with the ceiling stuff.
Oh my God.
So instead of solving it once and for all, he continues just to patch up little holes. But in the process, it damages the apartment underneath each time there's a hole and damages whoever's underneath there, whatever it lands on the water, and it floods and it damages the floor. It damages their stuff, their equipment, their furniture, and they have to get reimbursed for it. So he spent way more money being a cheap son of a bitch than it would have cost just to do the whole ceiling once and have like 20 or 30 years of no issues. But he's so fucking cheap and he's so dumb and he's literally the laziest person I have ever met in my life. And I can be lazy.
Oh, have you ever met somebody?
Oh, like, oh, I know you can be lazy. Okay.
Try getting you on the phone. No, I'm kidding.
I just want to know, like, I just need to know where we're at. Like where
no, no, no. You and I was are. Talking about, I was agreeing that I no, could be lazy too. Late. Too. Okay.
It's too late, but okay.
Okay. I was saying that's the thing. When I meet somebody who's lazier than me, I get frustrated mostly because I'm like, how do you do it? Like you put work in. But also it's like, I'm lazy and I feel like you are lazier than me. Like, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
There's an aide that I used to work with emotional disturbance mostly. Well, I used to mostly emotional disturbance, students and, students with like task avoidance and stuff. So it'd be kids who, you know, come from like foster care or group homes or something. And they would, they'd be very territorial about their stuff. So if like you ask them to put their phone away, they'd be like, come take my phone, you fucking asshole. You know, like they get in your face about it and you'd be like, all right. Let's calm down. Like,
yeah. Chill it out.
Like, I'd be like, wow, you went to a 10 real fast.
Yeah.
But, and then it's just one of those things where they just always want to fight somebody. Cause that's just how they were raised, is that like, that's how you show dominance. And that's how you get ahead is by violence. And you just have to be like, look, dude, I'm not going to fight you. Like whatever you do, I'm not going to fight you. I just want to have a conversation. And this one guy who got hired as an aide, God bless him, but he was the laziest and worst person I've ever met for that was suited for this job. Mm-hmm. First off, the first day he gets started, he goes, just so you know, I've had brain surgery. So I have a plate in the top of my head. So I can't be hit in my head.
Brag much?
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, you never want to have a day where somebody could potentially get hit in the head, but this is the kind of job where that might happen. So yeah. Telling somebody that you can't get hit in the head is like, well, then you can't do any, like, we can't have you with any of the students because there may be a time where you might get hit in the head. So it's like, why did he get hired?
Yeah. Like, also, who can get hit in the head? Yeah. Isn't that just a general rule of like, don't, I can't get shot. If that's possible, I can't get shot. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wrong job then.
Yeah.
Like this is NRA kindergarten.
Hey guys, just like a thing that, you know, I need to let you know. I can't get COVID. Because if I get COVID, I'll die. So just like a thing, you know, just to throw it out there.
Just keep an eye on it. Like, I don't want to cause trouble, but also this tea right here. I hate to be this person. There's not bleach in it, right? Because yeah. I can't have bleach. So I don't want to be that person. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm that person. But like, I have this like glycemia thing, and bleach like will kill me real quick.
Really mess me up.
So much. Also, I can't use condoms. Oh, I hate that.
I don't know why I'm telling you this. Oh. I feel so close to you, but no condoms.
Sorry. Oh, don't worry. I've had like everything that you can have. I've had it. So it's fine. Just not bleach. Or my head.
Definitely not bleach. Or my like head. Or
yeah. Not here. Yeah. When we're having bareback sex anonymously, no, don't hit this, please.
I'm assuming because I'm getting a vibe.
Yeah. Oh, do you not like why my witch knows? My witch knows when you hit me. I hate it.
So he couldn't get hit in the head, and then he couldn't do any physical activity. So he just stayed in the classroom all the time. And then I saw him. I left the job to become a substitute teacher. Randomly saw him at Kaiser like 6 months later. And I was like, oh, hey, are you still an A? And he goes, no, they fired me. Can you believe that? I was like, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can. Of course. Yeah. Like, if anyone I can believe, it's you.
Yeah. That did they hit you with a pink slip?
Yeah.
But not in the head?
Yeah. Oh, I can't accept it. Oh.
Yeah. I told him I couldn't get hit in the head, and
they threw it at me.
They were so just like, what? Why? Is that a thing? That's such a weird, people are dumb. People are so dumb.
People are dumb. All right. Exhausting. Well, I got to get to work. So.
Okay. Don't get hit in the head.
Yeah. I told them, I was like, I can't get hit in the head.
Yeah. So. Hopefully they don't fire you next, but you know, you knew what you were getting into. So.
Yeah. Well,
tell them that in Russian.
Yeah. Tell them, hey, tell them in Russian. All right. Bye.
Bye.